Hello, I present my efforts with an Elevco 20A smart plug with power monitoring features. I first saw this variant in this thread here when Sithyota posted about a new Tuya module, the WL2S, which uses a Lightning Semiconductor LN882HKI chip. Fast forward a few weeks, and OpenBeacon was developed to run on the LN882H chips, thanks to the hard work of several posters in that thread. At PKatzmarek2 has now posted a LN882H flashing guide here. Other LN882H-based modules and devices are being seen, including the usual 16A DIY mini switches of the Cozy Life flavor. This smart plug is not labeled as Elevco or LSPA9, as seen on Sithyota's original post, but is instead marked as a BSD34, which is also seen here, using a CB2S module and branded as LEDLUX. It's also been seen with an ESP module in the past. As with most of my toys, this was purchased from AliExpress, specifically from the Digitaling store. I live in the UK, so have no immediate use for an EU plug, but I was intrigued to get my own WL2S to open and flash with OpenBK. External pics of the unit and packaging received 5 days after the order was placed. From teardowns in other posts and by visual inspection, it was obvious where the unit would open up, where the unit was glued clipped along the top rim. Not happy with how some of the UK plug I've had to open have turned out, all gnarled up and battered, I sought a better, less destructive way. Maybe EU plugs are generally easier anyway, but this method was excellent for opening. The casing is a little different, and I don't have F-clamps, but I did use G-clamps and a bit of targeted force. Position the clamps just below the joining line, then tighten until you hear the glue cracking. Then loosen and move to a slightly new place, and tighten again. Quite quickly, the unit broke open without damage. With the top loose, only the earth wire keeps the two sections joined. Unscrewing fully, the single screw on the PCB allowed me to push the two power prongs up and out of the case. I had to loosen the earth screw slightly to move the connector round a bit to allow the PCB to slide out. Now that it's free, I can photograph the internals, silkscreen, BSD3422-1010. Knowing this unit has powering monitoring by way of a BL0937 chip, and not wanting this to get in the way of any flashing efforts, and also the angle and position of the module makes access to some of the pads difficult for in-situ flashing, I took the plunge to desolder the entire WL2S module. I first applied lots of flux to both sides of the board, covering the soldered contacts completely. I then used extra PB solder to make a single sausage blob of solder along both sides, so the factory solder was melted and mixed into one. I then pasted copper solder braid with flux and used the soldering iron to soak up all solder. Very quickly, the module dropped out of the main board. This technique has been demonstrated by Electroda. After cleaning the module with isopropyl alcohol, I set up pogo pins connected to a USB TTL adapter, and separate, i.e., not the VCC from the USB adapter, 3.3 volts power supply. TX0, USB TTL RX, RX0, USB TTL TX, ground, USB TTL ground, 3V3, external 3.3 volts PSU. External 3.3 volts PSU ground, USB TTL ground, so all three share a ground. With this config, I could collect the UART boot log on power-up which output as. Then with A9 boot pad grounded, I could continue with the factory flash dump and upload of the work in progress, LN882H OBK firmware. Unplug USB TTL, power off external 3.3 volt, plug in USB TTL with A9 boot ground and all other connections in place. Power up 3.3 volt. The LN882H will see that A9 is pulled low and enter boot mode and await flashing. using a slightly modified LN882H flash dumper .py with flash size capped at 0x02200 after this discovery. I dumped the factory firmware which I attached to this post. I also attached the modified LN882H flash dumper .py, which will instead say complete when it hits 2 megabytes rather than erroring. The dump speed is fixed and is very slow, so this took, excellent, 30 to 40 minutes. After unplugging and replugging everything to reset and,